Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Because this is our final segment with Claire, we went out with a little game, true or false or both, on the psychology of pricing, starting with wine. Because, of course, we did. People are more likely to buy a product priced at $9.99 than $10, even though the difference is 1 cent.
Yes, true.
A higher price always means higher quality.
False.
If two identical wines are priced differently, people often rate the more expensive one as tasting better.
Sure.
Limited time offers are usually based on real scarcity.
Both.
Discounts make people feel like they're saving money even if the original price was inflated.
Sure.
Most consumers make fully rational, logical buying decisions.
False.
Is that a big false or just a little false?
A big false.
I don't think there's any gradients on that, but free shipping can increase sales more than lowering the product price.
Sure.
I would agree with that, yeah. Seeing a higher priced option first can make the next option feel like a better deal.
Sure.
Price has no effect on how your brain experiences taste.
Both.
You said that one in the Stanford theory in that test. Businesses spend a lot of time on pricing strategy than most customers really realize.
False. I wish they do, but they don't.
You really,
awesome.
You really came through on this.
That's fun. Thank you, Forrest.
Yeah, I agree. That was fun. You got them all right. Very impressive. I have to say, we came for the wine psychology and stayed for the pricing masterclass. Very good job, Claire. I've learned so many things in our discussion. Especially the number on the label is doing a lot more work than I've actually thought about. And you've got something big coming down the road. Go ahead, Claire, take it away as we close out the show. Thank you very much for being a guest.
I have a book coming up in September. It's called The Price of Influence. It is a book talking about how to get a yes, anything you want. And it can be selling a bottle of wine or pitching a great idea to your boss, asking for a promotion or asking for a pay increase. The secret is how do pricer approach this? So if you want to know how a pricer would do that, well, follow me on LinkedIn or my website, claire-wang.com, and you'll find more details there. Thank you so much, Forrest. Have a good one. Ciao.